Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, welcome to the Indie Circuit, the FOS show. Make sure, that's whatever you want to say. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That's what all the kids are saying.
That's what all those kids with their baggy pants
and baggy pants and their
pagers.
Their
get off my lawn.
Music and all that stuff. Anyway.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for listening. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Yeah. And you know what? Last week I misspoke. I said it was show 65. It was actually 66. So this is actually 67.
So, but there is a 65.
Yes, somewhere out
okay.
there.
Okay, all right, just checking. I hope we didn't skip a number, you know.
Oh, my God.
Did, I'm sorry.
We'll bring down the system from the error.
Yeah.
That's not true. My name's Mao. With me, as usual.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And we are the Indie Circuit. Here to play independent music and talk a little bit about stuff.
About independent music and stuff.
And stuff. Mostly stuff. Mostly, my God, is it hot right now in Florida.
Well, technically it is summer because this is the Memorial Day weekend, the beginning of summer. But it is like peak.
We're hitting like low 90s. You're like, oh, my God, is it hot.
And, of course, now that it's hot and it's summer, in some cases it's always time for your air conditioner to start crapping out.
Oh, I know. I spend so much time to make sure that air conditioner works perfectly. Because I rely on it heavily, you know, like, wow.
Yeah, well, mine's kind of acting up. Like, it's like every week it picks, like, a day to shut down for a couple hours. and then like 3 hours later, I put it on and it doesn't do it, but then it comes on. So I had to call the AC guy. Oh, yeah, this guy. Luckily, this guy was already, like, I explained it to him he was on the road, and I explained to him, and he was already, oh, it's a compressor. It's probably like a couple $1,000s. You can pay on installments. And I'm like thinking, you didn't like look at it yet. But then I was also warning him. I go, look, you know, the problem with the AC is that there's like this bee thing happening right next to it. A bunch of bees there. And I've been trying to kill them with some bees, like some wasp spray. But apparently
I've never had
kill
that
them.
Not work. That's why when you talk about this, I've never had that like long 20 feet away.
It
kill
always worked for you.
It
huh?
always works. I've never had a problem
with
that.
Was it bees or was it wasps? Because a guy had to show me pay. I mean, I know the difference, but
I don't know. I usually get
too close to inspect them or whatever.
I just murder them and then move on.
I got that long spray. Dude, that thing was not killing them. I mean, and they were aggressive too. They would fly out at me.
Maybe they're like super bees.
Maybe they were those like, mutant
killer
bees,
the African killer bees or
yeah, maybe. So I mean, after like buying five cans of that crap and not working, the AC guy wouldn't even look at the AC because it was the bee thing was like 3 feet away. He wouldn't do it. So I had to get, you know, a professional guy. Yeah, so I was thinking about it. I had to get a professional guy, and we figured out what was going on in a way.
Nope.
He came in, he put on one of those bee hazmat suits on, and he basically said, yeah, that stuff sometimes works, but this is the real stuff. So he got in there, right in there, poured in, because they were getting into like a vent inside of a little vent that's on the side window there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So he got in there, he sprayed, and the next day, I haven't looked today or yesterday, but on Wednesday when he came in, he sprayed, and the next day, I didn't see any bees, so but what was happening was I showed them that sometimes in the garage I was seeing wasps. What was going on, it seems to me,
they were going through the
bees were going into the vent and getting into the garage. And if you look in the garage, and I've been sweeping them out every once in a while, there's like a bunch of dead bees.
Good, it's working.
I mean, but
yeah.
I mean, like 50 or 60 dead bees laying on the ground there.
You had a whole big infestation.
I had a big infestation, yeah, and they were going in to die in the garage. So, you know,
that's where all good bugs go to die.
The bees and all that crap come in the summer, and then your AC breaks down in the summer. So welcome to Florida and welcome to summer.
Yikes.
It's Memorial May Day weekend.
We'll talk about Florida bugs when we come back, but let's go to some music right now.
お昼間に食べに行ったチャイニーズレストランで、なんでか知らんけど、まあ、くじみたいなのがあるわけですけれどもね、そこに私、なんか、頑張ることを頑張り続けなさいって書いてあって、ちょっとショックっていうか、もう何をしたらいいのだろうかみたいな、よくわからんみたいな、そういう感じなんですよ。
Sweetest memories from out of nowhere breeze across my mind's eye. halcyon summer sky. Back to present tense, I clench my teeth against the wind and the ice. Reverie is put to flight. I may nod and smile, but I want to cry. And I'll be the one laughing at the funeral. I'm a random access memory kind of guy. That momentous day, the grand occasion you want me to recall. Well, I can't replay at all. But what's crystal clear is sitting near you on the river one night, counting the fireflies. Ask me when it was. Well, now let me see. If you ask me where, don't interrogate me. I'm a random access memory, casualty. A quarrel from years ago, still rattling round my head. But I can't for the life of me remember what you just said. What was it that you just said? I can't get it through my head. I stand and stare. I was just elsewhere. Momentarily, my random access memory caught me on the fly. On the fly. I'm a random access memory kind of
Was on the fence. Now I'm left behind to puzzle it through. My heart is still reeling, though I should pursue. Cause loves me like I love you. Someone who loves me like I love you. Someone who loves me like I love you. Now I know the price of buying into a dream that never can come. Pardon my long dark face, you tried to leave no trace, but it's all too plainly written in view. But I don't have the power to hide it from you. I hope that I can show more common sympathy for an old friend whose heart has started to unglue. Even if that someone should turn out to be you someday too. If somebody loved me like I love you. Somebody love me like I love you. Somebody love me like I love you. I hope that I could forget you someday. Stop clinging to these hopes of one day. Drowning out the voice of reason, hounding me to the self-treason. Loves me like I love you. Someone who loves me like I love you. Someone who loves me like I love you. Now I know the price of buying into a dream that never can come.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Alright, that was Ed Wotill from his CD Paper Boats. You might remember he's also in cahoots with the newest one that we played.
Steve Robinson.
Steve Robinson's,
and
yeah.
Ed Wotill with Cycle.
Cycles, yeah. So we're all over it. That was, what did I play? I played Random Memory Access and If Someone Loved Me. Sorry. Okay. Wow. Sorry for stumbling around there. Yikes.
Professional show business.
Yes! Wow! So go to check out Sunshine Trenchy Records and, give them some love and give them some money.
You're correct, sir!
Because I think sometimes love and money go hand in hand.
Yes, they do. Not on love certain, and marriage,
on
love
certain
and
dark streets.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
ずふれることもできず自分との距離確かめたいのに答えなんて分かりはしないだろうだだだ大魔王感じていけるんだ時間に指を感覚せまるから触れてしまいそうな心をさ縛られてる時間が嫌なら Warning! Godzilla vs. The Thing, a shattering motion picture not for the weak of heart. Here in all its astounding realism is a soul-shocking experience. How much terror can you stand? What was this thing of unbelievable and unequaled terror that challenged Godzilla to a battle of unhuman strength versus supernatural evil? Godzilla versus The Thing. See the war of the giants. See the birth of the world's most terrifying monster. See armies of the world destroyed by The Thing. The producers of Godzilla vs. The Thing issue warning to those who cannot take its full horror. To you with guts, you must see Godzilla vs. The Thing from the beginning in color scope from American International.
私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんし、みたいな話なんですけど、っていうか、何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていう、この、は？
Hey all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Do you ever just want to make a difference in the world? Do you ever want to give back? Make the world a better place? Sure, we all do. But how? So many choices and challenges. Well, here's a really good one you could do. Why don't you go to projectpinball.org? That's an organization that puts pinball machines in hospitals. Children's hospitals! What could be better than that? Not much. It's very easy. Go to projectpinball.org. Donate, sign up for some raffles, every little bit counts. I'll make it even easier. Why don't you just look them up on Facebook? Everyone has Facebook, right? Of course they do. So you look up projectpinball.org on Facebook. Help out that way. Spread the word. Make the world a better place. I'm asking you. Takes a moment of your time. You know, I'll be like, oh, for only 33 cents a day, you could sponsor a pinball machine. I'm not going to do that, but I am going to say, go to projectpinball.org. Give a little bit, make the world a better place right now. Go do it. Thank you, everyone.
What are you doing in the ladies' room, Dave?
Sorry, I just heard you guys got cleaner seats than us.
Hey, we're back after 100 million 50 years.
Deja vu.
Yeah, and hitting record twice. Because apparently the first time I didn't. Anyway.
What'd you play?
Way back when, I played Godzilla and I played some Ginny Oops.
Nice.
Yeah, love Ginny Oops. And I played the Godzilla versus the Thing trailer.
That's a great movie.
Then, you know.
What did you play? Mothra trailer too?
Mothra. Then I played, one of those sound bumpers that, you know.
That we all love.
And
the kids today like.
And then I played Project Pinball, support them, because you should.
Okay, we were talking off the air about this. Why not talk about
As it we here? Always do.
Okay, this whole thing about we're cutting the cord, we're getting rid of cable.
Ugh.
We're getting like local television now.
I tried
Netflix
and it didn't work for me.
And all that stuff. Now, I've got an antenna, one of those digital antennas, and I've had to run a long cable to like part of the living room, and I can get a few channels, but some of them are very weak. They come and go, and I can't cut the cord on cable if my TV's not going to pick up these channels on a regular basis, because I'm going to get screwed.
Yeah.
What's the deal, man? Some people it seems to work. Is it like do you have to have an outdoor antenna?
Yeah, and this is what I think, and this is my opinion, but I think I'm kind of right about this one. If you really truly want to say no more, it's much easier nowadays because smart TVs have the internet on them, but that's even not true. Mm. The internet on the TV is not the same internet on the computers. It's censored. You know, or not censored, but it's not. You don't get the same.
You don't
results.
Get the same amount of stuff.
But you can get like so. What people do, and this makes sense, is you cut that loop. You cut your cable because cable is really too expensive for the product you're getting.
It is.
I tried to go without and it didn't work because I did it half-assed. Mm. I bought a stupid little antenna. Didn't work for nothing. So we just watched Netflix nonstop and Hulu because Hulu has shows on it.
Right.
I think if you really get down to it, you really want to make this work, what you do is you have to invest on the front end, invest like I'd say maybe $700 or $800 or $1,000. You put up that really, you put up the serious big antenna on the top. You put it outdoors, even have that, you know, that triangle based thing that like ham radio used to have.
Mm-hmm.
You put one of those on a concrete thing, bolt it down. And then you have like that kind of that big dish that can actually be rotated from the inside.
Oh, okay.
And I think, especially Florida, because there's no landmarks that get in the way. Like, there's no mountains.
There's trees, but.
Yeah, but that's, you know. And I think if you do it that way, with the booster, with the rotating thing that you can change yourself, you could probably get a healthy amount of HD channels. Then you're free. Now you have to, if you put in the money on the front end, it would work. I mean, I don't think the $40 one from Best Buy really does it. It didn't for me. I bought it and it just was junk.
You said something about that it has to be connected to a window. Now,
that was a trick that JJ told me. Like, if you run the cable and then put it on the frame of the window, in essence, you're making the frame of the window is your antenna and it works. Hmm. I've never done it. I see,
but you can't either because you can't get your TV to the frame of the window because it'll trip over the cord or whatever. That's a problem with my living room. I have four kittens
that'll chew on that thing and rip it.
Yeah, that's it too. So it's really difficult to cut the cord. It's not as easy as people think it is.
But instead of going that route, the new thing that is the cable killer, and this might be what works, is people are just going out and a la carting. They buy Hulu, they buy Netflix. So right off the bat, you're in for what? Hulu's, I think, $8 or $10.
Netflix is eight.
So you're at $20, give or take. And then HBO just launched their own private thing for $15 a month. So basically, you go out and pick and choose what you want, and you build a package that's probably going to be around $40 or $50, which would be tolerable for cable. And then that's it.
Yeah, but think about it this way. It does make sense, but it doesn't in a way. You're already spending $40 on that. Your internet's going to cost you another like $60, so you're already at $100.
See, I don't have my internet through my...
But anyway, regardless, you're still paying $60 for an internet too.
Yeah, but right now I'm paying $200. I pay $100 for the cable and the phone, or internet and phone, and I'm paying $100 and something for this. So, you know what I mean? Like, it would lessen the cost.
But here's what I'm saying. If you're paying $60 for internet, and then you're paying like $40 for cable, that's almost like, for three channels, for HBO, Hulu, and Netflix, that's almost like what I'm getting charged now for like internet and cable television, except I'm not getting HBO and Netflix or Hulu, but whatever, you know what I mean? So I wanted to, you know, the problem is the internet. That's still going to cost you like $50 or $60 a month.
Right.
All the rest of the channels, I mean, if you can add digital television to that, then maybe you're talking, you know what I mean? Because you're going to be getting the local TV and the games. You're going to be getting a few premium channels, but it still hasn't gotten to the point where it's cheap enough, I think.
Well, but it's getting there. It's going to be.
I hope so. I really do hope so because I'm tired of paying $120. Even though I'm getting a bunch of channels, most of them suck as far as I'm concerned.
You pay too much. It's really difficult, and it's one of the things I aspire to do. And trust me, if it ever got even remotely tight, that the first thing that goes is cable, you know.
That's true.
The last thing that would go would be my air conditioning.
Yeah, well.
You know. It's one of those difficult things. It sounds really good, and like a lot of people try it. I tried it for a little while, and I couldn't do it.
I know people that cut the cable, but they also hooked up an antenna to the outside. It wasn't one of those ones you're talking about. It was just they got a regular outside antenna, like the ones we used to have in the olden days, and they pointed it at both of the towers that are in this area here.
Mm.
And apparently it works for them. But I really do think that the stations that you pick up digitally, locally, are very finicky, and anything can make them, you know, like go away at times. You know, it just seems like to me, like I was getting a channel that I like called MeTV that has a lot of old shows and Svengoolie and all that crap, and I was getting it fine for months. All of a sudden, I just moved the cable in the living room,
and I
don't get it anymore. Knocked it out completely. That's how finicky it is.
It's one of those things, and you know, it really kind of boils down to what do you want, what you're willing to pay for. You know,
I
think cable really, and this is my opinion, cable has really outpriced itself, and it's gotten fat and lazy. It's not giving us what we want. But it's just kind of lumbering along, knowing that we have no alternatives. But we do have alternatives now. Yes, we're starting to get more and more, and they're starting to lose. Like last month was the first month. That was the first month that broadcast cable actually lost more than it gained subscriber-wise.
Wow.
So the downward trend has started where they're getting cut.
But I'm not impressed with Netflix. Because they got rid of a lot of stuff that I liked, and they're just working on new stuff, which is fine for mostly everybody, but not for me. A lot of Amazon, what was the Amazon
Prime.
One? Prime. A lot of it is pay stuff.
You still have to
pay for the movies. And Hulu, you said the reception sometimes was a little...
Yeah, that was hinky, and I don't know why.
So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait before I cut.
Yep, why not?
Wait before you cut, I say.
All right, here's some music to wait for. Don't cut it, though.
Tell Bruce Jenner, don't cut it.
It's a hell of a thing killing a man. You take away all he's got and all he's ever gonna have.
Thank you. you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
Imagine a man so powerful, his fist can penetrate a 6-inch post, whose head, elbows, knees, and feet are loaded weapons, ready to explode. Lo Lee is the stranger, a martial arts master. Lee Van Cleef is the gunfighter, the legendary man of iron. He carries luck for the ladies and life on his hip. Columbia Pictures presents The Stranger and the Gunfighter.
Welcome to Monterey,
where the law is left dangling at the end of a rope.
The hanging town.
Lee Van Cleef, Lo Lee, two fantastic fighting machines. The Stranger and the Gunfighter. Together, they can do anything. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Son, a woman is a lot like, a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me wanna wretch.
All right, on the beginning, before the break, I played, our friends, the Ghastly Ones.
Yep.
Which they are our friends, and I played Intro, The Flying Dutchman, and Graveyard Shift.
I hate the Dutch.
Dutch. I hate, there's two things I can't tolerate. People who are intolerant of other cultures, and the Dutch.
And I like the Dutch.
Yeah, and then we played that cool fighter and the gunfighter.
Well, the stranger and the gunfighter. The stranger and the Cleef and Lo Lea. Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, that might be a stay tuned for our upcoming slow robot because that sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
Of course, that's the job of a trailer, is to sound pretty cool no matter what.
Yeah,
they're
you know, those trailers back then really did know how to make any movie pretty cool. So you went and saw it and you went, better on the trailer, but okay, not bad. You know,
unfortunately that's the way it is with most things. Even now, you're like, wow, that looks so cool. And you're like, what was that?
They used to call it sell the sizzle, not the steak. You know, make the trailer really appetizing, but then when you get there, it's like not that good of a meal. You know
so, that happens.
What are you gonna do?
From what I understand, that happens.
Yes, from what we understand in the biz that we're in, you know, of show.
But stay tuned for the greatest indie circuit you've ever heard of in your life.
That's right.
Better than 25 Super Bowls put together.
The indie circuit, the greatest show ever made.
That should have been our promos.
Yeah.
I know, we made those promos a couple weeks ago. We should have just done that. Yeah, like, hey, if you want to listen to something that's greater than 25 Super Bowls, listen to the indie circuit.
It's greater than 25 Super Bowls and your mom put together the indie circuit.
Wow.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is, and here's some music to be nice to.
Buddy, are you okay?
I'm not that far from dragging you out of the car and beating you into dust.
You should work up to that. Kind of leaves you nowhere to go.
We'll be right back.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
All right, that was 8-Bit Wet, and that's the end of the show. I'm Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
Thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.